It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Our once thriving planet has been turned into a toxic waste dump in the geologic blink of an eye. How long can we possibly expect to continue on the current course? We are the only species with the power to destroy the Earth, and also we hold the power to protect our planet. Sound wisdom from the Dalai Lama that we would do well to remember and consider at this late hour. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for February 10th, 2018. This is a commercial-free news program, as always, brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. Is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings from 7 AM to 8 AM. Global Alert News is also broadcast on the East Coast on the PRN Radio Network, Gary Knowles Network, 2 PM Eastern Time. Other broadcasters are thankfully picking up the show. We don't ask anything in return. We're simply trying to sound the alarm. So we encourage broadcasters to pick up this program and utilize it. A few quick announcements before yet more dire breaking frontline headlines. Far too many to keep up with, but I'm trying to put the dots together on the most important issues so that we can keep our eyes in the proper place on the horizon. Reminder again, Orchard Nutrition, if you're in the Redding or Shasta County area, Orchard has hard-hitting frontline informational materials, including the geoengineeringwatch.org fact and photo summary booklets for free at their store. Orchard can't mail these materials out. Please don't ask them to do so. They do not have the means or the manpower or the resources to do that. They're simply kind enough to help us distribute these materials locally. Those that wish to order the latest awareness-raising materials from geoengineeringwatch.org can do so on the homepage of the geoengineeringwatch.org website. Again, the fact and photo summary booklet, our flyers, DVDs, everything is available there. We encourage those materials to be circulated. It's the most effective means of waking people up, not pointing at the sky and ranting, but passing on credible data from a credible source. Quick announcement on Jim Fair, the ally in the fight against geoengineeringwatch.org, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, Jim Fair. Search their site online, find out where their events are going. If you're near those events, please attend, show your support, attend the fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org booth at those events where you can pick up free materials and help us to sound the alarm. The next Jim Fair event at the Santa Barbara Earl Warren Showgrounds, that's in Santa Barbara, California, February 16th through the 18th. The following week, major event, Southern California in Costa Mesa, Jim Fair event at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. Again, visit the Jim Fair website. Find out the details of those events, attend, show your support, get materials that you can use to help us sound the alarm on the critical climate engineering issue. I want to appeal at the beginning of this program to experts in various fields or with agencies that know what's happening, not just in our skies, but with vaccinations, fluoridated water, other issues. Society is spiraling into collapse now. It's not off on the horizon somewhere. It's unfolding now by the day. And unfortunately, much of the American population and other first world nations are still very distracted with iPhones and fully stocked shelves at Costco and Walmart. But the collapse, make no mistake, is happening. And the effort the power structure is going to try to hide that fact from the population till the last possible moment is immense, including, as I've stated in many previous broadcasts, importing $20 billion plus worth of food from countries that are starving to death to keep our shelves stocked. So back to the experts. I'm appealing to those people and agencies who know what's happening with some of the unimaginable crimes being conducted by the power structure, but they're hiding in the shadows to try to protect their paychecks and pensions, which will not matter much longer. Find the courage to step out of the shadows, bring your colleagues with you, their safety in numbers, make your voice heard. That would make our legal efforts to try to expose climate engineering far easier against a system that has been set up for decades to try to prevent any such legal action exposing these crimes. Same with the vaccination issues. Whole industries hiding behind official narratives that everything is fine, everything is safe, and the public should just go back to sleep. Speaking of being asleep, I want to mention briefly the Super Bowl from last weekend and some of the footage from the patrons there at the Super Bowl. And one can only imagine that if there was some outside life form watching the behavior of our species attending such events in mass with no apparent comprehension or concern about the planet that allows them to survive collapsing on every front, I can only imagine that such an outside life form would conclude that there's little hope for our species that seems not to care about its own existence, its own children, the future of its own children. I'm sorry if you're a football fan and you're very distracted by such events while the planet is burning to the ground, imploding on every front, wildlife washing up dead on beaches, ecosystems, terrestrial and aquatic. It's a very sad testimony to the state of the human race when that's where our attention is at this late hour. As the stock market Ponzi scheme continues to occupy the attention of the masses as well, whether up or down, it's all a completely orchestrated theater, complete manipulation to suit the agenda of the power structure. The stock market is and always has been built on lies and deception and was designed to produce maximum public pacification. All those who have been caught up in the Wall Street facade would do well to remember this. There is only one source of actual wealth: natural resources and a functional biosphere. Without this, we die, period. And for the record, the biosphere is imploding by the day. More breaking news on that front in a moment. Back to our legal efforts, the anti-geoengineering legal efforts. They are, in fact, ongoing, an extremely difficult process. And I get messages from people that ask, how come it's not done already? It's not that easy. You can't just walk in, fill out a form, and file a class action lawsuit. It doesn't work that way. The system has been set up for decades, as I just stated, to prevent this type of action with so-called exceedance levels of toxic materials that are so astronomically high that it makes pollution almost legal on every front. And with this administration, especially worse than ever, gutting of all environmental standards makes it even harder to prove the massive contamination that's happening. But we can prove it. We're working toward that. I appreciate the patience. And our work is ongoing behind the scenes constantly. I want that known. So again, for those that want to help us with the legal effort, the best thing you can do is to help us raise awareness effectively and efficiently. And we've provided geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials for that purpose, because ultimately that's what it's all about. We must reach a critical mass of awareness, and our legal efforts are designed toward that end. Keep that in mind. I want to give an example of the incomprehensible programming, this is related to our legal efforts, of so-called academia, which includes so-called professional engineering firms. Last week, I contacted the, quote, Lawrence and Associates engineering firm in Shasta Lake City, California. I was connected with an individual named Bonnie, apparently one of the owners. I asked Bonnie if her firm would be available for hire in order to collect and test precipitation from the Shasta County region. Bonnie then stated, are you the chemtrails guy? We don't believe in that. We would not be interested. I stated that this was not about chemtrails, which is not a science term. This is another example of why that term harms our efforts and should not be used. Rather, I stated it was about geoengineering, solar radiation management, and stratospheric aerosol injection. I continued by confirming with her, Bonnie, that her firm, Lawrence and Associates in Shasta Lake City, California, would normally conduct this kind of testing. Bonnie stated yes, but again stated, quote, we don't believe in that, i.e. geoengineering, so we would not be interested. So there you have it. A so-called engineering firm that refuses to be hired to professionally perform a simple precipitation testing protocol because their program bias and denial superseded their willingness to do testing which they are in the business of doing. That's the society we live in. Our legal team and I have already successfully contacted another engineering firm in the Reading area that does not seem to be held hostage by programmed ideology, peer pressure, and denial. I'll give further updates when appropriate on that front. And one more Northern California update. Reading radio station KCNR owner Carl Bott, who recently claimed on air that I had never given him any answers to his questions on climate engineering, simply stated, This is not true. Here's the email I sent to Mr. Bott yesterday morning. Hello, Carl. You recently mentioned on air that you could not apparently recall the verifiable information and answers I've given you in the past on the climate engineering geoengineering issue, an issue that is an immense and immediate threat to public health and the environment. Do your listeners deserve a legitimate on-air discussion of such an important issue? Question mark. Are you willing to host an equal time on-air debate on this subject, Carl? Question mark. Certainly, this would be a service to your listeners. I would be more than happy to supply verifiable answers and information in response to any expert/skeptic you can round up. How long would such an expert/skeptic hold up in a debate when they are actually confronted with the verifiable facts? Question mark. I will hope you are willing to find out, Mr. Bott. I hope you feel your listeners deserve to hear the facts. Sincerely, Dane Wigington. Let's hope Mr. Bott responds to the occasion. Former military personnel member who refuses to look at the facts, and that's simply the fact of the matter. Carl Bott refuses to look at the facts and always resorts to ideology. Let's hope that his behavior changes, because all is at stake. And there are many like Mr. Bott. There are many like Bonnie at the engineering firm I just mentioned. People who toe the line for the power structure, because that secures their place in society. That secures their place with the herd. And they simply don't have the courage to break away from the herd. Let's remember the quote from Mr. Twain I've stated multiple times. In the beginning of change, the patriot, i.e. in this case meaning someone who gives a damn about the truth, the patriot is brave and scarce, hated and scorned. But in the end, when his cause succeeds, his or her cause succeeds, the timid join them, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We have many cowards in our society that are directed by their own ideologies, preconceptions, and fears. Fear is the bottom line with so many of these people. They are simply afraid of the truth. With all that I've just covered in mind, engineering firms that are not willing to perform an investigative job, which they're in the business of doing, radio station owners who deny being given information, which they were absolutely given, let's consider this new headline from RT TV. Viruses, quote, falling from the sky in their billions every year. Multiple sources covered this, by the way. From this report, billions of viruses fall from the sky every day. And bear with me through this. I'm going to weave a few dots together that matter immensely. Billions of viruses fall from the sky every day, according to new research, which could explain why genetically identical viruses are often found in very different environments around the world. The study was published in the International Society of Microbial Ecology Journal, describes the detection of hundreds of millions of viruses and bacteria raining down from the sky on a daily basis. Raining down from the sky. Now let's connect that to this headline from multiple sources as well. Killer viruses from outer space might be more common than we think. Follow me through with this from a new science study. Here's from the report. Could an alien virus arrive from outer space and wipe out the human race? Question mark. It may sound like the plot of a B-movie, but an international group of scientists is now formally exploring the possibility for the first time. You can't make this kind of thing up. You can't. So, to be clear, let me elaborate on these two headlines I just read. We have the whole of academia, society's so-called experts, telling us that killer viruses from outer space are falling from the sky by the billions. And all the while, the same so-called experts from academia claim that the ongoing jet aircraft toxic aerosol spraying operations, which we can see with our own eyes, which lab tests and mountains of data corroborate and prove, is in fact, according to the academicians, not really going on. And due to academia's denial of reality, we, the population, are asked to accept their narrative of killer contaminants coming from outer space. We're truly living in an insane asylum every day. As I've stated in the past, it's like waking up to Groundhog Day in the asylum. That's the reality we live in. So, let's follow this through with a few more headlines. Now, let's consider this headline from 21stCenturyWire.com. WMD America, inside the Pentagon's global bioweapons industry. This is what our government does. For those who want to see this report in entirety, you can look at the Global Flashpoints section on geoengineeringwatch.org, and I'll put a hyperlink to this in this week's broadcast post on geoengineeringwatch.org from this special report. And consider this again. We're told it's just killer viruses from outer space. We're told that we're not really seeing the jet aircraft spraying what they're spraying in our skies, which we know is toxic from lab tests from all over the globe, including what appear to be engineered pathogens, according to some legitimate research. And we're told none of that's true. It's somewhere from outer space. Back to the report on WMD in America, Inside the Pentagon's Global Bioweapons Industry. This is an excerpt from the report. I can't read the full report here. Special report. The U.S. Army regularly produces deadly viruses, bacteria, and toxins in direct violation of the U.N. Convention on the Prohibition of Biological Weapons. It continues in the report. Biowarfare scientists using diplomatic cover test man-made viruses at Pentagon biolaboratories in 25 countries across the world. These U.S. biolaboratories are funded by the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, under a $2.1 billion military program. Cooperative Biological Engagement Program, CBEP, the acronym for that, and are located in former Soviet Union countries such as Georgia, Ukraine, and the Middle East, and South Asia and Africa. Bioweapons labs all over the globe being run by the U.S. military. Why is that a surprise? I've been over this program after program. The amount of hundreds, literally historically verified hundreds of biological tests conducted by our military against U.S. civilians. This is historical fact. And please remember this, as I state over and over in every broadcast I do. Please don't believe me. Please show the courage to actually investigate the facts, especially on issues as dire as this. Here's yet another headline highlighting the criminal behavior of the psychotic power structure controlled police state in which we find ourselves. This headline is from Baxter.com and other sources. Doctor speaks out after flu shot makes him sick. Medical director and chief operating officer of the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute, Dr. Daniel Needs, was recently let go from his position at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute for writing an article that questioned the legitimacy of vaccine safety. Needs claims that a flu shot made him sick, which prompted him to open up a deeper discovery into the vaccines as a general matter, and he was fired immediately. That's how the system deals with anyone who questions the system. From toxic elements being pumped into our skies that are being blamed on killer viruses from outer space to toxic vaccinations, and anyone who dares to speak out about them immediately ostracized from the system. And we have a society that supports that. When I hear from people, and I do, that claim that I shouldn't blame society at all for anything happening, it's all just those in power. No, that is not the truth. Those in power could not do what they do without a society that in general, as a whole, is fully willing to support what they do, and that's the world we live in. Very few in society want to disrupt their personal paradigm of pursuing their own personal pleasures to do something for the greater good, and that equation must change or we are doomed in the very near term. That's the fact of the matter. Let's plug in this headline from ABC Channel 12 News in Texas. Fort Worth father now an amputee after flu complications. Now, what kind of flu is this? Let's listen to this report briefly. A North Texas man is working to recover after losing both feet to amputation as a part of complications from the flu. Has anybody ever heard of that before? The series of complications cited marked the latest example of a dangerous and deadly flu season nationwide and in Texas. Brian Herndon, 51, was diagnosed with the flu on January 4th. He was admitted to the Fort Worth Hospital on the following day with pneumonia and quickly went into septic shock, which caused the amputations. From the flu, we are told. And here's one more example of so-called flu victim. I have a personal friend, a very valued friend named Jack Godino, whose son is hospitalized in a town where I once lived. As of the latest update I was given, his son is not expected to survive due to the flu, which is alleged to have caused, again, septic shock and several resulting heart attacks. Does that sound like a flu symptom or something far worse? So let's consider this. In addition to pushing proven toxic vaccinations on populations, which in many cases are now proven actually to cause the very sickness they claim to prevent, would our government pay scientists to come up with methods of poisoning populations by seeding clouds with pathogens? Listen carefully to this 60-second audio clip of former U.S. government scientist Ken Caldera, who, by the way, is currently employed by Stanford University and who is an internationally known geoengineering scientist. Take a listen.
I used to work in Lonsdale National Lab, and I once participated in a meeting where we all sat around the room and thought about how could we manipulate geophysical systems to use it as a weapon. The meeting was about weaponizing geophysical interventions. That means, you know, could you somehow interfere in Earth functioning in a way that you could use it as a military weapon? Could you change climate? What could you do in terms of manipulating the sort of Earth's physical systems to as a weapon? Well, you know, some of the ideas were okay. We could book hydrogen bombs, you know, underwater, offshore, and make a tidal wave that would go over a city. And, you know, the result was, well, isn't it easier just to drop the hydrogen bombs on the city? You know, that there. Now, you could imagine, though, say, putting pathogens in a cloud. Let the cloud, you know, go over somewhere, then would rain down on your enemy and create, you know, do chemical or term warfare in this kind of way. And that might work against something that would say as big as the former Soviet Union, where, you know, you could be pretty sure that within a few days that cloud would rain out.
Let's consider for a moment what Mr. Caldera just stated, former government scientist Ken Caldera, what he did for our government, designing ways to affect geophysical systems to make it look like nature was the cause, to create tidal waves, detonating nuclear weapons on the seafloor. Does that sound familiar or a possibility when we have the Sri Lanka event that causes those countries to then toe the line for the U.S. after these disasters, after they've been devastated, just like Japan, who was allying, and I covered this in previous broadcasts very thoroughly, Japan was allying with its regional partners just prior to the Fukushima quake and the various elements that may have been involved with helping to trigger that seismic activity, which mankind, and that's a very inappropriate term, isn't it, has the ability to do. And in addition, getting back to the subject at hand, as Caldera stated, one of his jobs for the government was to design pathogens that could be seeded into clouds to infect the population below. And of course, he gives the Soviet Union as an example. So here, let's start with this hypocrisy. Here's our bought, sold, paid for criminal government accusing Russia of exposing the crimes of one of their own, Hillary Clinton, as if that's some sort of reason to start World War III when we're designing pathogens to seed clouds with to infect their population. Where is some sense of justice in this equation? What's our country doing? Biolabs all over the globe. And now, in regards to enemies of the state, the shadow government, the dark state, the American population is absolutely an enemy of the state in the power structure's eyes. If the American population wakes up, they will lose their control, and they know that. And it's about time the American population stop blindly waving their flags, stop blindly supporting the criminally insane power structure that's riding roughshod over the planet, destroying everything on which our lives depend. It's about time the American population face facts that these pathogens are being designed, have been designed by our own government scientists, and back to what I stated earlier in this broadcast, when we have the bought, sold, and paid for academia telling us it's just viruses from outer space. Think of the absurdity of all this. Absolutely absurd. So much material is being pumped into our skies, back to my background in the solar industry, that it blocks out on some days 70 to 80% of my solar uptake. That's an unbelievable amount of material, all of it toxic, all of it raining down through the air column, all of it being inhaled by all of us. And anyone who thinks that the geoengineers don't have a much broader agenda is not living in reality. There are countless agendas being carried out in our skies, and debilitating populations must certainly be considered one of the primary agendas. That's the fact of the matter. The current paradigm can't continue much longer. The power structure knows it, and they are taking every possible means to debilitate the populations. Again, from fluoridated water, GMO foods, toxic vaccinations, an immense amount of toxic material raining down through our air column. And we are getting sicker by the day. And let's go into some of those statistics. How horrific is the overall contamination of populations? Again, with the single greatest factor being the highly toxic heavy metal and chemical fallout from climate engineering, mathematically the biggest by far. Let's consider these statistics. Worldwide, nearly 44 million people have Alzheimer's or related dementia. Only 1 in 4 people with Alzheimer's disease have been diagnosed. Remember that only 1 in 4 have been diagnosed, and it's actually likely worse still. That statistic is from Alzheimer's Disease International. Alzheimer's and dementia is most common in Western Europe, where, let's remember, in the UK, the number one cause of death. Alzheimer's in the United States statistics, and again, these statistics are very skewed because people are not being diagnosed correctly intentionally to try to downplay these statistics. 1 in 9 Americans over 65 has Alzheimer's disease, officially. Unofficially, much worse still. When the first wave of baby boomers reaches 85 in 2031, we're not going to reach that point on the current course, by the way, it's projected that 3 million people aged 85 and older will have Alzheimer's. Another point, 1/3 of Americans over age 85 are affected with the illness. That's today. Actual reality, much worse. Another bullet point, 5.3 million Americans, are living with Alzheimer's disease. 5.3 million already, and let's remember that only 1 in 4 people with the disease is diagnosed. So do we have 20 million with Alzheimer's right now? Because let's remember this, it's not a this or that equation. You don't either have Alzheimer's or you don't, and meaning you're perfectly healthy. That's not the case. There's a massive gray area in between where you're on the path to the diagnosis. Much less functional than you would have been had you not been exposed to the elements that are creating this. And let's remember this, primary element in climate engineering patents, primary element, aluminum, element that showed up in lab tests all over the globe, 70 lab tests in Northern California alone, aluminum, a substance that local engineering firms like Lawrence and Associates in Shasta Lake City are unwilling to test for because it conflicts with their ideology and their program bias. And in the meantime, we have epidemics of the very ailments connected with aluminum. Peer-reviewed study states now, core causal factor of Alzheimer's, period. Core causal factor. And we have epidemics of these diseases. Final few bullet points. Unless a cure is found, more than 16 million Americans will have the disease by 2050. Again, we're not going to reach 2050. We're not going to reach 2030. We're likely not going to reach 2025 on the current course, or even 2020 with the current paradigm. It's falling apart by the day. But we have these studies themselves admitting that only 1 in 4 people with the disease is being diagnosed, and then they have the audacity to try to downplay the issue by stating such and such will happen by 2050 when their own information states that we are likely already there. We are already past 16 million Americans with this disease. They're just not being diagnosed. We're in a fight for life, right here, right now. And anybody with the courage to look up and investigate what's going on in our skies needs to do so. You need to do so now. We need everyone who claims to care for their future, for their children's future, to start behaving like they care. Simply stating you care is not enough. You have to actually take action if you truly care. We're long past due for people in populations who claim to care to start acting like it. Back to the climate engineering headlines that are not in the news on a daily basis. Here's a headline from Bloomberg.com. The outlandish, scary schemes being studied to cool the planet. Again, academia denying what's already going on in our skies. This is from Bloomberg. To scientists who study geoengineering, this is within the realm of possibility. The idea to manipulate the climate by creating a mirror of chemicals in the sky to reflect the sun's heat away from the earth. The schemes are outlandish, if not downright scary. A small, though increasingly vocal, band of experts in the field contends the options must at least be explored. Again, and the report finishes with this, scientists including David Keith at Harvard University are advocating that more resources be devoted to the discipline. David Keith, who I've already stated in previous broadcasts, advocating the use of 20 million tons of aluminum to be sprayed into the atmosphere annually. And Keith admits on the record, on film, that not a single study has been done to consider the toxicological effects. If you don't believe that, good. investigate. Search Dane Wigington, David Keith, and watch the film excerpt of me confronting him at an international conference where he admits this on the record. Shatter your denial and do some real investigating. Now, so here we have Bloomberg and countless other mainstream sources pretending that outlandish climate engineering schemes are just being studied. We can see them with our own eyes, but we live in an insane asylum where the population, by and large, tends to go along with the official narrative, whatever that narrative may be, in order to retain their place in the herd. And thus, we are all riding the Titanic to the bottom right now. Dr. David Keith and the rest like him in academia, like, again, Dr. Ken Caldera, whose statements I just played on audio, legions of so-called academicians blatantly lying about the ongoing climate engineering weather warfare assault, legions of academicians betraying the human race and the entire web of life. And understand that this new headline, like many headlines I give every week, more and more major news sources are now being forced to address the climate engineering elephant in the sky, but at the same time, again, continue to pretend that what we can clearly see with our own eyes in the skies is not actually what we see. Insane asylum. More headlines. The Arctic is full of toxic mercury, and climate change is going to release it. Again, no mention of climate engineering. Blame it on anything but the elephant in the sky. From this report, we already knew that thawing Arctic permafrost would release powerful greenhouse gases, methane. I've been over that in the past. Search Siberian methane craters. You'll be shocked at what you find. Methane blowing into the atmosphere as it's thawing and releasing. On Monday, scientists revealed it could also release massive amounts of mercury, a potential neurotoxin and serious health threat, or serious human health threat. It's not a potential neurotoxin. It is a neurotoxin, period. Again, academia playing things down. We're back to the, if you leap off of a 100-story building, you could get hurt when you hit the sidewalk. No could about it. Report continues, when humans consume mercury-laden fish in quantities too large, it can be dangerous. Listen to that again. In quantities too large, there is no safe level of mercury. None. Academia pacifying the populations again, especially for pregnant mothers. They can't have any of these substances. Toxic at any level. So, there you have it again. Nature blamed for everything. No mention of the ongoing climate engineering elephant in our skies. No mention of the countless lab tests that have long since proven toxic heavy metals are raining down through the breathable air column where we all get to inhale the lethal mix. In regard to the ongoing activities of the climate engineers, manufacturing winter with chemical ice nucleation processes is, as I've stated in many previous broadcasts, a primary function. Theatrically named Winter Storm Mateo is their latest creation, which followed Winter Storm Liam. The chemical ice nucleation processes that utilize endothermic reacting elements can and do convert far above freezing temperature precipitation and rains to frozen precipitation. Freezing rain occurs along the boundary lines of the warmer precipitation of these engineered events. As the chemical ice nucleation process continues with climate engineering jet aircraft continuing to seed clouds with these materials, a cold, dense layer of air is created on the ground, thus creating the headlines the climate engineers and the power structure wants. As I continue to cover the collapse of the biosphere and the role climate engineering is playing in that collapse, remember why. When the environment dies, we die. Game over. All the rest of the issues that are being used to occupy the attention of the population are nothing more than distractions. So to be clear, no functioning environment, no habitat, no people, period. This is about priorities of survival on this once thriving planet. Here's a headline from multiple sources relating to chemical ice nucleation for weather modification patented processes. Record snowfall hits Moscow, downing thousands of trees. From this report, freezing rain, I just mentioned that, didn't I? Freezing rain, now the norm because of these chemical nucleating agents hitting the ground before they set up. Freezing rain and heavy snow have killed one person in Moscow and downed over 2,000 trees. Over half a meter of snow blanketed the Russian capital by Monday morning in what was already dubbed Snowfall of the Century, exactly the kind of headline they want. And understand, our government and all the global powers are participating in climate engineering. How do we know? How about the massive Senate document? Search massive Senate document on geoengineeringwatch.org and you can find a nearly 800-page document from 1978 that states even as of that time, the collusion and collaboration going on between global powers on this issue, and stating in that document, and there are excerpts in this post, so you don't have to look through the whole document, stating in the post that even normally adversarial countries, i.e. China, Russia, the U.S., will participate in the climate engineering operations. Investigate for yourself. Instead of accepting the official narrative of denial from stations like KCNR that I mentioned earlier, and KRCR, also in Northern California, and countless other mainstream stations whose job it is to tell the public what they want to hear. It isn't so. Go back to sleep, buy a burger at McDonald's, head to Costco and stock up on whatever you stock up on while you can. That's their job. Monday, the Russian capital was bracing for more snow and icy weather following the record-breaking snowfall. Some 25 incoming flights were redirected to other Russian cities and over 100 delayed. Following the weekend storm, which tested even the limits of a famously icy metropolis, theorized engineered winter designed to confuse and divide the populations as to the true state of the climate. Follow me through these headlines all the way through so you can get the complete picture. Here's another headline from multiple sources. Same theme. Create engineered winter theater over the most populated regions possible. As I covered again in previous broadcasts, I'll outline that again in a moment. Tokyo experienced its coldest day in nearly half a century, with temperatures in central Tokyo dropping to as low as -4 degrees Celsius. Let's press on. Consider this headline from multiple sources. 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony could be the coldest ever. Cold, 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 right? In the most viewed events and most populated regions, cold. And last week's broadcast, again, I want to remind this. I covered the record cold temperatures at the Super Bowl. While it was forecast to be 40 degrees warmer than the Super Bowl, at the North Pole in the days just after the Super Bowl. Nobody reported on that, did they? I also covered the extremely anomalous record cold temperatures at the Copenhagen Climate Conference and the Cancun Climate Conference. While above normal to far above normal temperatures were occurring in regions surrounding these conferences. How is this possible? Again, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. I'm going to keep giving examples of such events and we'll keep beating this drum until a critical mass of understanding of what is occurring is reached. There can be no legitimate discussion about the state of the climate without first and foremost discussing climate engineering. And there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering or geoengineering without including the chemical ice nucleation component, the chemically engineered cooldowns. And let's never forget this. How many truly blue skies do any of us see anymore? How many? Here's another headline from the Watchers. This is called Watchers.news. At least 12 dead, multiple sources covered this, by the way, including mainstream media. At least 12 dead and 80 injured on snow and ice-covered roads across Iowa and Missouri. At least 12 people have died on snow and ice-covered roads across Iowa and Missouri on February 4th and 5th, 2018. More than 80 were injured, at least 7 critically. A major pileup involving as many 70 vehicles took place. The report goes on and on. Here's the bottom line. What does this headline have to do with climate engineering? Well, as I've just stated again, the chemical ice nucleation process is creating icy conditions in countless regions. And we have the paid actors at the Weather Channel. If you have the Weather Channel, I encourage you to watch it. Knowing what you know, if you've investigated, you will see right through their facade of trying to explain away why so much ice is occurring on the surface in spite of warmer temperatures, especially just off the ground, just off that cool, dense layer I just explained is as a result of climate engineering, where the temperatures can be 10 or 15, even 20 degrees higher just up off the ground. Because this is not a natural phenomenon. And we have the paid liars in academia trying to pacify the population. So how many deaths between respiratory disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, God knows what they're seeding into the clouds is biological experimentation, traffic deaths. How many diseases and deaths and mortality are directly related to the weather terrorism, weather warfare, biological warfare terrorism that's occurring in our skies every single day? And if you're waving your football Super Bowl flags and attending events like that and don't have or don't want a clue about what's going on in our skies, you're a part of the problem. And that's much of our society. You're a part of the problem. If that's the part you're playing in this unfolding drama that holds life on Earth in the balance, then you're a part of the problem. Change directions. We need everybody who claims to care to start behaving as such. The parade of completely engineered, chemically ice-nucleated, and theatrically named so-called winter storms continues, as I stated, to be orchestrated over the same regions over and over. Why? So the power structure-controlled corporate media weapon of mass deception and distraction can continue to hype up the engineered winter weather in order to continue to confuse and divide the population, as I just stated, as to the true state of the climate and the true state of climate disintegration that's unfolding by the day. What kind of headlines do they hype? How about this? From the Weather Channel, climate engineering cover-up station. That's what they are. Here's the quote. Erie, Pennsylvania breaks its all-time snowiest season record. One very small region was focused on by the climate engineers to create such a headline while the world continues to superheat overall. Erie, Pennsylvania. Right next to recently record-warm Lake Erie, was an easy manipulation point for the climate engineers due to the moisture source of the lake that they used to chemically nucleate lake effect snow in a tiny region to create the desired headline that's being hyped by the power structure controlled media. And here's a headline from only a few months ago. Great Lakes water temperatures soar after a stretch of record heat. From that report, the rapid warming of the Great Lakes at a time when lake water is usually cooling has brought water temperatures to far above the long-term average. Record warm lakes, and we have record snow in one tiny region that's being hyped by the power structure while we have records low snow amounts in countless places around the globe and drought, because these processes dry up the precipitation. That's part of the endothermic reaction. So we have drought all over the country. And astoundingly, even in Northern California, we have official agencies lying, showing no drought yet over parts of Northern California where it's absolutely in drought. I have a hydro power plant that by this time of year would have normally run about 3 months solid. It's ran about a week and a half. That's it. We are absolutely under drought, not being reflected. Geoengineering is the single greatest drought-causing factor on the planet, period. In regard to chemical ice nucleation, let's not forget the Lake Michigan ice boulders that occurred in lake water that was 45 degrees. Research that one. You'll find data on geoengineeringwatch.org. More headlines. This one from prescribedevolution.com and other sources. Global warming, thermal haline circulation, and the future of life. From that report, global warming is slowing down the thermal haline circulation, the oxygen-carrying ocean conveyor, with dire consequences. This is the Gulf Stream. Listen to this report. Cutoff circulation would lead to mass extinction. For nearly three decades now, prominent climate scientists have been warning policymakers that salt and heat-driven circulation of the world ocean system, called the thermal haline, could be disrupted by cold water outflows from Greenland. Cold water from what? The ice is melting. That's what. A disruption of this ocean water mixing machine would ripple through the world oceans like a gunshot to a vital circulatory organ, reducing oxygen levels throughout the whole ocean system and greatly reducing the ocean's ability to support life. It would be a major shift towards stratified, less life-supporting ocean and one step closer to the nightmare ocean state called Canfield Ocean. How many times have I mentioned Canfield Ocean, that the oceans were collapsing, stratifying, hypoxic and anoxic zones? The oceans die, we die. Very, very simple. Here's a headline from InsideEdition.com. I just want to mention this. Polar bear camera shows everyday struggle for polar bears to survive climate change. And for those who joke and jest about this, and some so-called independent news sites have, they joke about the polar bears dying. There's a video that I mentioned in a previous broadcast of a struggling, starving polar bear that was absolutely heart-wrenching. And if anybody who jokes about that is sick and twisted and disconnected from the web of life completely, and they'll find out very soon how disconnected they were. And the study states, by the way, that polar bears will starve as a result of climate change. No mention of climate engineering again. Not that climate change isn't happening, as some, unfortunately, in the so-called independent news community choose to try to still narrate, which is, by the way, is exactly the narrative the climate engineers and the power structure want, but that climate engineering must be the first and foremost aspect of any discussion on the climate, period. Here's a breaking news headline from multiple sources, including the National Snow and Ice Data Center. Global sea ice is at the lowest levels since record keeping began. And this record, by the way, just broken last year's record. It just broke last year's record. Again and again and again, lower and lower and lower sea ice levels. From this report, January 2018 began and ended with all-time record low global sea ice extents. And as dire as that should sound, the overall scenario is far worse. What official agencies don't mention is the ice mass, or the volume. And the volume is the bottom line. It's a small fraction of what it was before the Industrial Revolution occurred. We're probably 15 to 18% of the pre-Industrial Revolution ice volume. There's nothing there in places but slush. Nothing but slush, but slush is counted as ice pack by the statistical sources now because that helps to hide the problem. So if the ice breaks apart and floats out onto a wider area of ocean, they consider that an expansion of the ice pack, which is a blatant, glaring lie. Continuing, what happens when the ice in the Arctic completely blows apart, which is labeled a blue ocean event? Then, what is already a runaway climate shift goes exponential. There is more than enough frozen methane deposits in the Arctic to turn our planet into a lifeless ball of rock, just like Venus. Search the term Venus syndrome to learn more about this scientific scenario. And to be clear, climate engineering is making this scenario worse overall, not better. Short-term, highly toxic cooldowns in exchange for a worsened overall warming. In the meantime, what else is climate engineering doing to destabilize societies? I already mentioned climate engineering's single greatest drought-causing factor of all, by far. Here's a headline that all should consider the ramifications of. Even Fox News couldn't ignore this story. The headline is from them. Cape Town, South Africa, braces for civil unrest as city water crisis continues to worsen. From this report, the picturesque port of Cape Town, South Africa has long had the distinction of being one of the world's top tourist destinations, but now the city is on track to top another list it doesn't want to be included in, the first major city in the modern era to have its water supply chain completely switched off. The report finishes with this. Experts say they foresee clashes between those desperate for water and those hoarding it, destabilizing civilizations as many remember, I hope, from my previous broadcast covering every single Middle Eastern country that was stated on the record as a target to destabilize 1 week after 9/11, told to Wesley Clark, subjected to once-in-1,000-year droughts, as is happening in South Africa now. The rain is being cut off to the Western U.S. right now. Again, this is the weapon of war by the power structure, the covert weapon of war that they can blame on nature while they destabilize any potentially opposing force to their power. And the U.S. population is the last potential counterbalancing force if they would wake up and understand what's being done to them. This is all-out weather terrorism, weather warfare, and biological warfare. Let's consider this headline from multiple major sources also. Trump's environmental chief, Scott Pruitt, suggests climate change could be good for humanity. The Trump administration, who, again, supports climate engineering on the record, and now stating climate change could be good for humanity. But wait, let's back up a little. Don't we have Mr. Trump stating that climate engineering isn't even happening? Or many people within his administration saying it's not happening? Now they're saying it's good for humanity? And before, when they said it's not happening, they were at the same time supporting climate engineering? How hard is it to see through this facade, orchestrated political theater? And it doesn't matter whether it's Trump, Obama, Clinton, the Bushes, or any other occupant of the White House. A puppet in the play and nothing more. But now, it's worse than ever. As the desperation of the power structure is worse than ever, their behavior is worse than ever. Gutting every form of environmental protection, ramping up the climate engineering insanity, and pounding the final nails into our collective coffins. That's where we're headed. With all that's unfolding around us, all that's closing in on us, how does the power structure work to destabilize the masses and render them unable to respond? As I stated, in addition to the toxic climate engineering fallout we're inhaling with every breath, in addition to fluoridated water, toxic vaccinations, toxic GMO foods, massive and extremely dangerous radio frequency microwave transmissions used for multiple purposes, including climate engineering. And then, of course, there is the epidemic of drug addictions being created by the medical industrial complex. And who's the largest supplier of addictive drugs to the medical industrial complex? The U.S. government. I'll cover that in next week's broadcast. I don't have enough time today. Here's a headline from EcoWatch.org. 6 ways Trump is bad for food, health, and the environment. Again, Trump, just the puppet that's being used by the power structure at the moment. And again, whether Trump realizes he's being used for their purposes or not is irrelevant. He's playing exactly the part they want him to play. Creating maximum public division and confusion while doing exactly what the military industrial complex wants him to do. And even if there's infighting in the power structure, which there is, that doesn't make any part of the power structure less guilty than any other part of the power structure. From this report on the gutting of food, health, and the environment, 1 year down, three to go, Trump and his enablers are hell-bent on destroying or selling to the highest bidder the federal agencies they are charged with running in the public interest. In the past year, they have been unrelenting in their attacks on food safety, environmental protection, climate change, government transparency, and so many other values we hold dear if we want to survive. And not that it's been better with other administrations, or much better. It's getting worse overall, but it's all of the administrations are criminal. I don't care what political stripe they wear. We're in the midst of the most significant environmental and public health challenges imaginable. On that note, here's an update on another existential threat that has absolutely not gone away, but rather is only getting worse by the day. Here's the headline from enews.com and other sources. Massive radiation leak at Fukushima plant. Extremely high levels being detected outside reactor. Officials can't explain why. They can't explain it. How much of academia can't explain anything happening around us? That's their job, to not explain it. The report continues, expert warns of global threat. It's a disaster of unseen proportions. Nuclear nightmare unfolding by the day. No known technology to fix it, and we're building more nuclear plants and apparently going to expand our nuclear arsenal. Does that seem like the behavior of a species that wants to survive long on this planet? What's our military and the military-industrial complex up to while the biosphere implosion accelerates? As they run out of options again, they are doing what they do best, preparing to create mass conflict and carnage, and thus mass public distraction. Here's a new headline from TheNation.com. Pentagon readies the father of all bombs for use against North Korea. Fan up the false patriotic flames and distract the population from the biosphere imploding on all sides. Another headline, the increasing likelihood of nuclear war should straighten out all our priorities. This is a very good report. I'm going to have to cover this in more detail in next week's broadcast. But the bottom line is this. As the power structure runs out of options, they will resort to the military card. That's what they do. That's what the military-industrial complex needs, is conflict. It's what they've always done. But now we're at the end of the road. This is not a bump in the road. The biosphere is imploding on all sides. The power structure is more desperate than ever. One final headline on that note. It should be truly alarming to people. This is from multiple sources. Trump tells Pentagon to plan a military parade. From this report, President Donald Trump has asked for a military parade and the Pentagon is reviewing potential dates. Pentagon spokesman Charlie Summers said last week. Let's have a military parade, just like North Korea. We're descending into total insanity in our country. When will the population wake up? Futuristic post-apocalyptic movies have made most believe that somehow the environment will survive the collapse of industrialized, militarized civilization. And such a notion could not be further from reality. Total collapse of the environment is the core causal factor that's fueling the collapse of industrialized, militarized civilization in the first place. Collapse which is already well underway and which is accelerating by the day. Trouble's not off on the horizon somewhere. It's not just coming, it's here. It's kicking in the door right now. We are only helpless if we continue to choose to be so. We're only helpless if we stay on the sidelines and tell ourselves that someone somewhere will somehow take care of what needs to be done. Such a mindset, such a mentality will not save us. Rather, apathy will only ensure our near-term common demise, planetary omnicide. And on the current course, the human race will take down the entire web of life with us. Those that believe we're here for a reason, for a purpose, must stand up and make their voices heard now, while it can still make a difference. Share credible data from a credible source. Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for fact and photo activist awareness materials that are extremely effective at waking up the as of yet uninformed. With each passing day that we remain on the current course, our odds of salvaging anything are diminished. We're in a fight for life, again, right here and right now. We must prioritize accordingly. We must all work together in the effort to wake the masses to what is unfolding around them. This is the only way forward in this fight. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.